Kevin is running along the beach with your daughter as you gaze at the glowing sand and watch the setting sun reflect her radiant smile over the ocean. They're so pretty when they're 5 years old. I think that's the perfect age for little girls to be, an age that you wish they could stay forever. They're smart enough to know exactly how to get your attention every minute of every day. They're adorably inquisitive, constantly learning new things like not to run into the ocean too fast. Mommy, why is the water so cold? I'm freezing. Come here, baby. I'll rub you with my towel until you're all dry. And they laugh all the time. At least my little angel did. We didn't have televisions or Nintendos or computers or even refrigerators to shield us from the strontium 90. But we had each other. We had love. And we found reasons to laugh together every day, no matter what else was happening around us. And we sat on the same rock that we called our own every afternoon at the same time, and we shared everything that we were feeling and thinking. And we ran together on the beach at twilight time as the red glow absorbed the land around us. Mommy, are there people living under the sand? I can feel the ground shaking. Mommy, why is our rock turning red? Mommy, why is the water so hot? I'm melting. And I held my angel tight in my arms and watched as my beautiful little daughter's body was eaten away by nuclear radiation. And I was so absorbed in what was happening to her that I didn't even realize that it was happening to me. They're so pretty when they're 5 years old, an age that she'll stay now for forever.
Humba, humba! Look at you! Hey, Peach, how's about a date?
What?
I mean, say good looking. What's cooking?
Would you believe me if I said I was?
Yes, ma'am, I surely can see that. So, you come here often?
Actually, I've been here quite a long time. Don't you want to try what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
Excuse me?
No, I don't excuse you. Not for your actions, not for these feeble prehistoric attempts to make a pass at me. If you want to start a conversation with me, why don't you start with hello?
Well, I don't really want to start a conversation, Tootsie.
No.
No. I've had more conversations than I ever wanted to have. And if I never have another one, I'll still have had way too many.
So what exactly is it that you want?
I want some of what all them other presidents seem to be getting these days. Oh.
Don't you touch me ever again.
Come on now, sweetie pie. I want me some of what all them other presidents are getting. Other presidents. See what I'm saying?
Sure. You're going to try to impress me by telling me that you were once a president.
That's right. I was the 33rd president of the United States of America from 1945 to 1953. Harry S. Truman was my name. You know what the S stands for?
I always just thought it stood for S.
Right again! We were so poor when I was growing up, my parents couldn't afford to give me a middle name.
Am I supposed to laugh at them?
Of course you are. I was told that humor is the best aphrodisiac. Next to power, that is.
And as you just said, you were once the most powerful man in the world?
Darn tootin' I was. Always been a modest man, but at the same time, I've always felt it was a man's right to use what he has got to get what he wants. And I have the fact that I was president to my credit, and I'm sure as heck fire gonna use that to get what I want from a lady in heat.
How is it that you know that I'm in heat?
Come on now, don't be coy with me. I can see you glowing from decades away.
That's lingering nuclear fallout.
Lingering nuclear fallout. That is a new slapper.
You know, I've heard a lot about Harry S. Truman, but never heard that you were a womanizer.
Actually, I know it's hard to tell by my smooth approach, but I'm just kind of starting out at this, you know, learning the game.
I'd say you were a little late, wouldn't you?
Well, heck, I did everything a little late. I joined the Army when I was 30, had my first child when I was 40, got elected vice president when I was 62. Why shouldn't I start having fun with the ladies 25 years after I kicked the bucket? Give me a little
of that. Not to touch.
Oh, I see now. Okay. You're an old-fashioned gal. You want a little more of that conversation. If before we get to the nitty-gritty. All right, I got nothing but time. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm your destiny, Harry S. Truman. Oh, yes. I've been waiting an eternity for you to come along.
You know, that is a good line. Gonna have to write that down. Remember that one? I am your destiny. I've been waiting an eternity for you to come along. That's good. Got a lot more poetry than, I'll kiss you later. I'm eating a potato. That's for sure. So, where do you come from?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. I'm from Nagasaki.
Nagasaki.
Oh, you remember Nagasaki, don't you? That's the forgotten wasteland, the city that you dropped your second atomic bomb on. Everybody talks about Hiroshima, but nobody seems to remember Nagasaki.
I remember it.
Well, of course you do. I mean, Hitler wouldn't forget Auschwitz, would he?
I really don't appreciate that comparison.
Yeah, well, really? I didn't appreciate having my baby die in my arms.
Wait a minute. You're serious about this, aren't you? You were in Nagasaki when the bomb went off?
Of course I'm serious. We can be as sarcastic as we want down here, but out and out lies are not within our capabilities. Didn't you know that you've been here for 25 years?
And I never thought about telling a fib in those 25 years, or even the 90 years that I was living before that. Harry S. Truman's words were gold and everybody knew it. I made it to the highest office in the land without lying, cheating, conniving, or any other kind of underhanded shenanigans, and I am damn proud of it.
No, you didn't lie or cheat. You just roasted 100,000 innocent people.
They were Japanese soldiers.
I'm Japanese too, but you were just ready to fuck me. You didn't even think twice.
You don't look Oriental.
Oh, we're all the same here, Harry S. There's no ethnic or racial discrimination among the damned.
Yeah, well, I've been meaning to ask you about that. You seem like a nice enough gal on the surface. Why don't you come down off your high camel and tell me exactly what made them damn you? It's obviously not because you were promiscuous.
No, they don't damn people because of their sexual habits here. This isn't the House Judiciary Committee. However, once you've been sprayed with nuclear radiation, it's kind of hard to go back.
Don't you understand we didn't have a choice? Those lunatics wouldn't let up.
Those lunatics were beaten. Italy was down, the German army was defeated, and the Japanese were all alone and backed into a corner.
Yeah, well, somebody forgot to tell them that. Because they were going to keep fighting until the last man dropped.
Until the last soldier dropped, you mean? The Japanese attacked your military installations, not your urban communities. We didn't go after your civilians. My daughter and I never went into any army, and you had no right to make us casualties of your war.
Look, I never asked to be in the war to begin with. It was dumped upon me, and my back was against the wall. I did what had to be done. I never planned to hurt anybody. Circumstances forced my hand. It wasn't my choice.
Fighter pilots in war didn't choose their situations either. A little boy growing up in a rat-infested tenement with a father in prison and a drug-addicted prostitute mother doesn't choose his situation. But if he goes out and mugs somebody or commits murder, he's held accountable for his actions.
Did what I thought was right. My whole life, that's all I ever tried to do. I never lied, never cheated, never took a damn thing I didn't earn. I fought the Ku Klux Klan in my hometown. I took on Joe McCarthy at the height of his fame. I even fired the most popular general in this country when I thought he was out of control and dangerous. No matter what the risk or the personal sacrifice, I tried to do what I thought was the right thing.
You sent me to hell, Harry. Me and my 5-year-old daughter and 100,000 other innocent people.